Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. Now, I'm sure I've probably said this before. However, this is my favorite chapter of the whole Bible. Well, probably of this page. Because of this story today, the story of Abraham, you and I as Gentiles, kingdom of God. Because Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, you and I get to believe God, and it's counted to us for righteousness. If you're trying to work to become good, you will never be able to receive the righteousness of God. It's a gift. It's a free gift, the book of Romans says. Now, one more thing before we pray. This story takes place 2,100 years before Jesus. That's 4,100 years ago right now. Every prophecy in this book, and you're getting ready to hear some about the story of Abraham, how he would be the father of the nations. That prophecy is fulfilled in you and I being able to receive this word and enter in. How amazing is God's holy word? It is absolutely amazing. Now, let's pray our opening prayer and we'll get started. It's right there in the notes of your program. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length, and depth and height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Genesis chapter 12. The story. Let's see if I can do it in a deep voice. The story of Abraham. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. 7.5 billion. That's a lot of families. Verse number 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken. Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed. Got up and went the next morning. Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Pause. Abraham said, don't know where we're going, Sarah, but we might as well get busy. That's pretty interesting. Didn't even have a brochure. Verse 6. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh. And the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants, I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountains east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed going south. verse 10. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land of Canaan. It would be much produce right next to the Nile River. And it came to pass when he was close to entering Egypt that he said to Sarai, his wife, "Indeed, I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance. Therefore, it will happen when the Egyptians see you that they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live." Verse 13, "Please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you." Sarah must have been a looker. She was 10 years younger than Abraham, so she was in her 60s, 65, somewhere in there. Let's keep going. Sure enough, 14. "So it was when Abram came into Egypt that the Egyptians saw the woman that she was very beautiful. The princes of Pharaoh also saw her and commended her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. He treated Abram well for her sake. He had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys and camels. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife." And if you go back up to verse 3, it says, "I will curse him who curses you." Verse number 18, "And Pharaoh called Abram and said, 'What is this that you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, my sister? I might have taken her as my wife. Now, therefore, here is your wife. Take her and go your way.' So Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had." And even though he lied, God let him keep the stuff. Don't think we can get away with lying. Just stand up and say, "I'm blessed. Leave my wife alone." Genesis chapter 13. "Then Abram went from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. Abram was very rich." In the top of chapter 12, Abram was just getting going. In second verse of 13, he was very rich in livestock and silver and gold. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai. Why do you think the Holy Spirit had Moses write in the book of Genesis that he was very rich and then tell you what he had? Why would the Holy Spirit do that? Because this book is inspired by the Holy Spirit. "To the place of the altar which he had made there first, and Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Lot also, who went with him, Abram had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdmen of Lot's livestock. Then the Canaanites and the Perizzites that dwelt in the land." Verse 8, "Abram said to Lot, 'Please, there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren.'" There's a whole lot of families that would do real good if everybody would just talk that way. Verse 9, "Is not the whole land before you? Please, separate from me. If you take the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. "Like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go towards Zoar." Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. Verse 14. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. God always wanting you and I to see a picture of the future. Verse 16, and I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you. Then Abram moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth tree of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord. Are you noticing that everywhere Abraham goes, he's building an altar to the Lord? Why? Because no matter how much God blesses you, you got to worship him. The blessing might disappear, because the blessing doesn't come because you're so strong in your body or so smart. The blessing comes, like we just saw in Job, from the blessing of the Lord. Genesis chapter 14. Lot's captivity and rescue. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of the nations, that they made more war with Berea, king of Sodom, Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Adma, Shember, king of Zeboam, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar. Them boys got some names, don't they? Verse 3, all these joined together in the valley of Siddim, that is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer. And in the 13th year, they rebelled. In the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him came and attacked the Rephaim in Ashtaroth, Tarnaim, the Zuzim in Ham, the Emim in Shaba, Kiriathaim. Don't bite your tongue. And the Horites in the mountains of Seir, so far as El Paran, which is by the wilderness. Then they turned back and came to Enmishpat, that is Kadesh, and attacked all the country of the Amalekites and also the Amorites who dwelt in Hazazon Tamar. And the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Adma, the king of Zeboam, the king of Bela, that is Zorah, went out and joined together in battle in the valley of Siddim, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of nations, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Eleazar, 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Siddim was full of asphalt pits. And the kings of Sodom, you notice how much it's talking about the natural resources. And the king of Sodom and Gomorrah fled. Some fell there, and the remainder fled to the mountains. Then they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their provisions and went their way. They also took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. 13. Then one who had escaped came and told Abram, the Hebrew, for he dwelt by the terebinth tree of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, the brother of Anar, and they were allies with Abram. Now when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house. How big a thing is this? This is amazing. He's got 318 warrior servants. That's not their wives and children. And the farming servants. Amazing. God said, I'll bless you. And he did. And he went in pursuit as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by night, and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. Verse 16. So he brought back all the goods and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Sheba, that is the king's valley, after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him. Get the picture. Five kings against four kings, and they can't overcome them. But Abraham and his 318 men, with the blessing of God on him, went and defeated them. Absolutely amazing. Don't miss this next part. Chizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. You ever notice communion elements? He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. Melchizedek blessed Abraham. That's the responsibility of the pastor and the people when they come to the church, is to bless them and to receive the tithe. Look at what it says. And Abraham gave him a tithe of all. Now the king of Sodom said to Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods for yourself. But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand to the Lord God, Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abraham rich. Abraham talking about. Abraham was saying, you ain't making me rich. God's blessing is on my life. 24. Except only what the young men have eaten and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. People think reading the Bible's boring. This is amazing. We are now in Genesis chapter 15, covenant with Abraham. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward. That's our verse of the month. In the community of faith, right now, it'd be a big deal if God said, I'm your reward. And when God said, I'm your great reward, that's good. But he said to Abraham, I am your exceedingly great reward. Amazing. But Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. Then Abram said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Abraham, your seed will produce. Verse 5. He brought him outside and said, look up now toward the heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And you and I enter into this covenant in that verse. Wow. Verse 7. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of the Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit it. He said, Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it? He said to me, bring me a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old female goat, a 3-year-old ram, turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought all those to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite the other, but he did not cut the birds in half. And when the vultures came down on the carcasses, Adam drove them away from his offering. Thief comes to steal it. Don't let him. It's amazing what's in the Bible. 12. When the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram. And behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him. And then God, notice that he is capitalized. Then he said to Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them for 400 years. Also, the nation whom they serve, I will judge afterward. They shall come out with great possessions. Now as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. Verse 16. In the fourth generation, they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. And it came to pass when the sun went down and it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between these pieces. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to your descendants, I give this land from the river of Egypt, the great river, the river Euphrates, the Canaanites, the Kenizzites, the Cadmonites, the Hittites, Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. That is the promised land that God gave to Israel. Nobody will ever take it away from them again. There's already people that's staying on it, thinking they have it, but they don't get it. Never again will Israel ever lose that land, because it's in God's hands. And we're coming back to reign for 1,000 years on this earth with Jesus reigning in Jerusalem. Galatians chapter 3, 6, 7, 6 through 9 and verse 14. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, therefore know that all of those who are of faith, you and me, are the sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith preached the gospel to Abraham before, saying, in you, Abe, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. So then, those who are of faith, you and me, are blessed with believing Abraham. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You and I, blessed because of Abraham 1,000 years ago. That's why you can trust this book. It's absolutely, perfectly accurate. Pray the prayer of salvation with me. I want to make sure everybody's right with God. Everybody pray it, no matter how many times you prayed it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I know I need you in my life. Every day and every way. According to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. And I will not perish. And I thank you for it. Put your hands out and say, I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power. Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Enjoy the life. Pray in my heavenly language. Live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Now, that's the first time you prayed the prayer. My email address is in the notes of this program. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send me an email and say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer with you. And from there on, we'll help you walk with God and help you get to that eternity where when you cross over the other side, you will be doing it in a perfect relationship with God Almighty. I do it every day, and I can lead you to do it just like I do. I call you blessed. Till we see you tomorrow for some more exciting word in the book of Genesis. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Thank God for the majestic word of God. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.